Osama bin Laden has been front and center on Americans' minds ever since 9/11. He's been joked about on late-night talk shows. He's been on the FBI's most wanted lists, and now he's gone. So where does that leave the impression of him in the American consciousness? The World's Marco Werman has been giving that some thought.
How do you celebrate the death of someone who had brought the United States to its knees? After all, Osama bin Laden produced images and sentiments that were previously unimaginable.
It blew out the middle of the building, a huge fireball. It was there 1 second, and then it just exploded.
I came across a lady. She doesn't even remember her name. She was just covered in blood. Her face is like all burnt from here. I've never been in a combat situation, but this is about close as you can ever get.
I want justice. And there's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said, wanted, dead or alive.
Several nights after Mr. Bush issued the Dead or Alive proclamation for Osama bin Laden in September 2001, musicians and actors gathered on national television.
Nothing to kill or die for.
They sang down-tempo tunes, made solemn pronouncements, and generally crystallized a new national sobriety. Culturally, it was telegraphed that things would now be different for the U.S. and the world. So, what changed?
After 9/11, I think there was an immediate response.
That's David Peisner, a contributing editor at the music magazine Spin. Musicians, he says, reflected the uncertainty among everyone here in the U.S. about what had happened and how to react to bin Laden.
You know, there were benefit concerts, there were things like that. But once the country sort of settled into what's going on, I think it took people and it took the arts community a while to kind of find their feet. If you think about, you know, especially the music community, began speaking out against Bush and took a fairly, you know, anti-Bush slant. But it took a long time for that to happen.
When Japan attacked Pearl Harbor in 1941, the U.S. knew immediately who had done that. 9/11 was different. Insiders knew pretty quickly who was in charge of the attacks. But the idea that a man like Osama bin Laden, thousands of miles away, could do this was a whole new concept for Americans. That bin Laden and his methods were so different was in itself powerful, says Lawrence Wright, a longtime bin Laden watcher, writes at The New Yorker and the author of The Looming Tower.
The imagery that he drummed up, which is a man in a cave declaring war on America, was very powerful. And of course, for many Americans, it just seemed absurd that somebody with such a disproportionate lack of power could hope to wage any kind of campaign against America. On the other hand, that imagery resonated with a lot of Muslims for whom the cave is very significant, because that's where the Prophet Muhammad received his instructions to write the Quran, and that's where he took refuge. And so there was a lot of imagery that bin Laden was playing upon.
Imagery that, according to Wright, a lot of Americans didn't understand, even some in the U.S. intelligence community. Many Americans simply wanted vengeance. As Wright explains, many people around the world, like victims of the 1998 al-Qaeda bombings in Kenya and Tanzania, also are celebrating today based on what they've lived through.
There's no doubt that we have been seeking vengeance, and in some respects we've achieved it. I think it's appropriate to say that we're glad he's gone. And I think, you know, it's appropriate to remember the victims that have, there's so many thousand of them, not just Americans, but all over the world, and so many of them are Muslim. In fact, the preponderance of them are. The cries of USA, USA, just think about those 150 blind Africans that are in Nairobi. We should be remembering that, you know, they have reason to celebrate as well.
USA! USA! USA!
The news of Osama bin Laden's death produced a wide range of emotions. Celebration in front of the White House last night was one of the first gut reactions. Here's David Peisner of Spin magazine again.
I guess I was initially taken aback just momentarily at the sight of people in the streets cheering bin Laden's death, only for the idea that, you know, you just don't see that. You don't see people in America cheering somebody's death. But I think in some ways that speaks to the country's need to find something to cheer about and to find something that they can all agree on. I mean, you've got Washington completely divided, but there's no one that doesn't agree on the idea that Bin Laden is better dead than alive.
For The World, I'm Marco Werman.